Here's a place where all of us can be safe. Our stories of transformation can be safe, and all the things we want to research are safe here. This is Safe Space with Cheyenne. I'm really excited you're here, and I hope you stick around for a while, because I've got a lot to show you before I leave Earth. I love you guys.
Hello, my friends. Welcome back to your Safe Space. Today, I have Theodora Pendragon. I was recently a guest on her podcast, Witch Casting with Theodora Pendragon. It is a beautiful platform debunking misinformation and misconceptions about pagans, witches, witchcraft, and the whole wonderful world of magic. She comes on today to not only tell us her story, but also really dig into her passion about the book that she wrote and the platform that she hosts today. So thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
We have so much to get into. I mean, we could start with your hobbies, your work background, even pets and family life. I mean, where does this all begin? I see you have a master's degree in counseling and human resources. So where did that take you in life?
So my master's degree is in counseling and human services, and I have worked as a therapist for over 25 years in different settings, like nonprofit agencies, residential treatment centers, and military facilities. And now I have a full-time private practice in Texas.
What's it like living in Texas now after? Because you traveled quite a bit for your job, right?
Right. So I was an Army brat. I was in the military myself and a military spouse. So I've done a lot of traveling. So it is nice to finally stay put for the rest of my life in one location, because you know, moving can be stressful. So this is really nice.
That's great. So I see here helping people out of the rainbow closet and the broom closet. So when did this part of your life really come into, like, when did you embody all of the passions that you have now and what you show the world?
My patients come to me and I learn from each one of them. And I've had so many patients who were in the rainbow closet and they've been trying to come out of the closet, or their family comes to me and says, I'm dealing with my child who feels that they are attracted to same sex, whether it's male or female. And I help the family accept that person who's in the rainbow closet. And so I've dealt so much with rainbow closets. And one day I was at a holiday festival. I can't remember which one, it might have been snowing. And the high priestess at the event announced, do not take pictures without anybody's permission because not everyone is out of the broom closet. I'm a witch, and most of the people there were witches. And I thought, here's that closet again. This applies to me too. I have a broom closet. And all these people that I associate with are in and out of the broom closet in one way or another. So that's when I decided to write my book, Taking the Flight Out of the Broom Closet.
Tell me more about this book, because this is definitely common, especially with, I mean, all of the bad propaganda is what I would say against anything paganism, and how it even shows up in mainstream culture today, just presented as something else, right?
Right. So, I remember when I was a little girl, I was very fascinated with the lovely Samantha Stevens, the witch on the American sitcom television series, Bewitched, in the 1960s. I wanted to grow up to be just like her. And when I told my mother that, she smirked and said that witches were only on television. They weren't real. Well, like my mother, many people believe there is no such thing as witches. And then there are those who say witches are no longer in existence because they were all eliminated during the burning times. Well, witches are real, and we are everywhere. We're a diverse group. We follow various crafts, philosophies, practices, and some of us consider our craft a religion. But we're real people. We are school teachers, we're doctors, we're lawyers, we're judges, and we're your neighbors. Witches are hidden in plain sight.
Well, it's not that you're anything bad.
What was that?
I said it's not like you're anything bad, right? Again, back to the like false propaganda of all of it. I love that you're like, we're doctors, we're teachers. Like, we're still everyday normal people. We're not these bad things that should be feared.
Right. We're not green with warts on our noses and eat babies. Although some people do believe that. Oh, don't you believe in Satan? And don't you eat babies? And don't you sacrifice animals? No, we don't.
No. Do you think that the rise in apothecary has obviously brought a lot of interest back into paganism?
Say that again?
Apothecaries, herbalism, going back to nature for all of the cures and remedies. Do you think that that plays a part in the rise of paganism and understanding that it's not what everybody was told it was our whole lives?
It's that. It's also social media, because witches are on every platform and we are growing and growing. We're on TikTok. We're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, we're on t-shirts, we're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about your book. Like, if I wanted to come out of the broom closet, what in your book is going to help me really embody it and stay out for good instead of popping in and out?
Let's talk about what the closet is to begin with. Even though there's a resurgence of witches in the 20th century and now the 21st century, many witches are still hiding in their cozy broom closets. Now, being in the closet has always meant something hidden away from the world. Many of us are familiar with that expression, skeletons in the closet. This phrase, it was first used in 19th century England. The closet was the water closet or the outside enclosure that housed the toilet. The skeleton, which is the symbol of grief and mourning, is something scandalous and shameful that we would like to keep in the closet. But when people come out of the closet, it means something completely different. It's not about scandalous information coming out. It's a person tired of hiding their authenticity and wanting to be free of that burden. And that's what the book is about. It's about helping people make the decision whether or not that's safe for you, or if you need to really decide when and how to come out of the closet. As far as me, I'm in and out of the closet. Professionally, I can't post on my website that I'm a boo-boo witch. I'm in the Bible Belt. But I don't hide it when people ask me what my religion is, my spiritual path. I don't hide it. And most people are intrigued and interested. I haven't really had any adverse reactions. So the book is, the first half of the book is about whether or not you should come out of the closet, strategies on coming out of the closet. And the second half of the book is 13 stories of real witches who tell their story about whether or not they decide to come out of the closet. Some have not. I interviewed over 100 people and chose 36 of their stories. And they're all very unique, just as all of us are very unique. So there's not one strategy that works for everyone.
Well, I mean, just like you said, you're in the Bible Belt, so being that on authenticity everywhere. And I'm glad that you don't have any backlash. That's honestly surprising. I'm sure most people are used to doing backlash on TikTok than they are in person, though, so that helps. But for these people... These people, obviously, like, they're coming from all places, all walks of life. So is there like a main thing is it's just like, oh, it's not a religion or a viewpoint that's really accepted where I'm at. So that's obviously one of the biggest reasons that they stay out, or at least do it in private.
Yeah, family comes first. And most people are really concerned about how their family will react, more so than strangers or neighbors. It's family. And that's a tough one. It's not that easy.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense, especially when it's like generationally a certain religion in your family.
Right.
So how long have you had these? Have you had these beliefs like your whole life and have just been on a journey of coming out of the broom closet? Or when did you really adopt this as your belief system?
I think probably in adolescence, but I really didn't have a word for it until I joined the Army. And I had a roommate. The day that I moved into the room, she told me that I have to tell you something. She told me she was a witch, and she explained what made her a witch. And I thought, oh, I think I am too. That's what I am. I'm one of those too. And so that was really wonderful to have a roommate in the Army, and we could talk about all the things that we believe in. And that was a really nice connection. Mm-hmm. So I would say strongly since I was 20. Mm-hmm.
Strongly, like practicing, is that the correct way to say it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And through your counseling, have you like identified other witches and been like, hey, I was you?
You know, not too many people come to me who are witches or pagans. At least they don't tell me. Maybe they don't realize that I'm one of them. That's very possible. Mm-hmm. But what I do experience when people are looking for a therapist, some people will call and ask if I'm a Christian counselor, and I just tell them I'm not. And I get one of two reactions.
Well, it's really important that I have a Christian counselor.
Okay, well, then I refer them to one of my colleagues. But then the other reaction I get is, oh, I'm so glad you're not a Christian counselor because I don't want someone to judge me for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So I do get two reactions.
That's so interesting. I guess I never thought of calling a therapist and asking about their religious background first.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has their importance. I get that. But I'm just more surprised because I know, like, okay, even when I was growing up, when I was a kid, like, the biggest witchy influence we had as little girls was, like, Hocus Pocus, right? But even when you're growing up in a religious format, and it's not that, like, we talk about pagans at church or anything, it was just, like, known. It was like, okay, well, you were raised this way. You never really thought you could go do or experience anything. I was really under the impression that it was more like a lineage thing. Like there were people that were witches and it's just passed down and passed down and passed down. And then, yes, the explosion of witchcraft and paganism and so many other theologies I could bring up at the time, there's an explosion of them all over. And TikTok really highlights a lot of like modernizing witchcraft, which I think the cinnamon blown in your house. We have egg cleanses everywhere that you can do. I mean, spells, moon water, like all of these things are honestly truly normalized because of social media though. For you, who's been practicing so long where TikTok wasn't around when you were 20, to the mainstream of what it is now, like, does it feel good to be like seen and represented out in mainstream society now instead of tucking it down so deep like most people have for so long?
Oh, yes. You know, we're so normalized now.
Yeah. And I think, that really gives us representation too.
And I think with all the witches out there representing us in a favorable light is normalizing us.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about your passion for your podcast that you started, because obviously you don't get to talk about all the things you love and witchcraft and magic all day long at your practice or in your modern day life all the time. So is this a really big outlet for you to talk about it, discuss it, and then also find like-minded people?
Yes, I'll tell you how I started my podcast. I had been a vendor at the Metaphysical Show, and I was doing a book signing there. And there was a tarot reader who I was very drawn to. And at the end of the day, I went for a reading. And she said wonderful things. She told me so much that I could relate to, so I knew that she was genuine. And she knew what she was talking about. And then the last thing she told me before we finished the reading was, I don't know what you're doing at that table over there with the book signing. You have a voice and you're not using it. I said, I'm using my voice. It's in the book. I didn't say that. I just thought that to myself. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, I don't understand what you mean. How am I supposed to use my voice? She said, you will figure it out, but you need to find your purpose, and it's through your voice. The next morning when I got out of bed, the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, I have to do a podcast. And I'm going to make it about coming out of the broom closet and stories of people coming out. Well, it expanded from there once I started recording people, and I have wonderful guests, like you were my guest on my podcast. But everybody has such a unique gift to share with the world, and that's the best part of the podcast. And it is to debunk misinformation about witches, pagans, witchcraft, and our wonderful world of magic.
Yeah, normalizing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And I love being a guest on your show. That was one of the first platforms that I got to tell that whole story from like beginning to kind of where it is now. And I remember when it went live, I was listening back to it and I'm like, oh my goodness. I was almost like reminiscing because you get so far away from the event horizon and you're a completely different person from that paradigm shift that I'm just like, wow, I'm honestly really glad I have these recordings because it's like, it's really calcified in my memory now. But it's always great to go out and tell the story because, I mean, you have coming out of the witch closet. I totally get that. I don't identify as a witch, but I am very intrigued by anybody's beliefs, whatever they do, however they do. And by far, witchcraft has always been one, mainly because of the history of it. Like one pagan meant outsider in a language translated three times ago. And so it meant outsider, as in when they started spreading Christianity, they moved the churches into the cities for money. So then over the generations, the word pagan became derogatory as false propaganda to get them away. And it's just like, when you really look at the root of it, I mean, I don't have to get into like gods, deities. I'm talking more of the practices with its naturalism at its finest. And that's what I find so intriguing about the rise of it is because herbalism is coming back full force with it as well. And I think it's a really cool form of taking your power back.
It is.
So what are some things that you do as far as your practice to work with the natural energies that are already around us?
I usually do rituals during the full moon, and I celebrate all the Sabbats. I do have a small witch group in my area, and we get together and do rituals, which is nice.
That is really nice. Are you big on collecting moon water?
Oh, yeah.
I
have several bottles. In fact, I like collecting beautiful bottles, whether they're champagne bottles or wine bottles or, you know, shampoo bottles. Glass and beautiful. I will buy a bottle of something just because I know I'm going to use that bottle for my moon water.
Oh, I have a friend like that. She has tons of them all over her wall. Maybe there's something she needs to tell me.
Maybe.
So, I know again that I got to be a guest on your show, but can you tell us more about the people that you've hosted on your show, the variety of stories that they bring to the table?
I have interviewed almost 100 guests, although they haven't all been published yet. I have interviewed witches, shamans, druids, psychic mediums, astrologers, paranormal specialists, and many variations of that.
It sounds like every person that I would want on my show as well. I'm absolutely fascinated with stories like that, especially you pointed out shamanisms and druid. Like those were the two that I was highlighted the most. They're all very intriguing, but those two, oh, I would just sit and eat those stories for days. Druids are one of my favorite, again, history lessons to go through as well. So do you have any more snippets in your book? I want to be able to make sure that we tell everybody where we can find you, but I want to hear more about this book for our friends that might want to buy it from you.
It's pretty much about being authentic to ourselves, more so than being authentic to anybody else. Because if we're authentic within ourselves, we can represent ourselves any way we want to the public because it's freeing. Now, think of the witch as the snowflake. The snowflake is delicate and unique. Yet when they come together and they have the power to create a winter wonderland of adventure, think of the solitary witch as the delicate snowflake. But as a group, we have a chance to emerge with greater acceptance. When we express ourselves freely and honestly, the outside world will change as a result.
It's almost like you answered the next question that I was going to ask you, but I'll go ahead and ask it again in case you want to attach anything on to that amazing advice. Is for anybody listening, like, what is your word of advice, your affirmation, your positivity that you want to let them know about?
Okay, here it comes. Whether you decide to stay in your cozy closet or decide to fly with pride, just know there has never been a better time to be a witch. Now is our time to shine.
And please let them know where they can find you at.
Okay. I'm on Instagram, Theodora Pendragon. My podcast, you can find wherever podcasts are streamed. But I do have all my episodes on my website, which is witchcasting.com. I also recently opened my online store. It's witchcasting.shop. So they're all my designs. And it's pretty much things that you can purchase so that you can show that you are out of the broom closet or you're thinking about coming out of the broom closet.
Yeah, I have the website pulled up in front of me. It's really cool. I like it. You have the accessories pouch, the wonderful mug. The tote bag is probably my favorite. I think that is the biggest indicator. A lot of fun projects. I will be sure to link all of it below so everybody can get to the links as fast as possible. And if they want to get your book, it is on Amazon.
It is. Yes. And wherever books are sold, but you can get it quickly through Amazon. So I have it available in... Right. The book is available in paperback and hardcover, and you can also get it on Kindle. You can download it.
Perfect. Great. Well, I'm so glad you came on today to tell us the story and tell us all the wonderful things that you're doing. Please go check out her podcast, Witchcasting with Theodora Pendragon. I am a guest on it, and I'm not telling you just to go listen to my episode. She has a lot of amazing guests, and she's a great host herself, and I'm glad you came into the safe space to talk to me today.
Thank you. And you do need to listen to Cheyenne's episode. It's fantastic.
Yes. Thank you so much. All right, friends, before we get out of here, I have a Neovi track for you. It is called Secrets. So I hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you on the next episode. Do you?